things are more emotional and bring families closer together than the sport of football. The athleticism, the brute force, the close wins, and the heartbreaking losses. No team has nurtured that family bond better than the Green Bay Packers, and no place resembles that true football spirit better than the frozen tundra. Many people say you don't become a Packer fan. You're born that way. You bleed green and gold. Now, here are your hosts, father and son, Mike and Sean Reagan, with the Bleeding Green and Gold Podcast.
Welcome to week 4 edition of Bleeding Green and Gold. I'm Mike.
I'm Sean.
The father and son team on the Packers podcast, Bleeding Green and Gold. And I'm sure you're just amazed with all the information that you got on our Facebook. Oh, you're not on that one. We'll tell you how to get on our page a little bit later.
Soon. You'll be there soon.
Okay.
Packers 35, Bears 14.
Yes.
We stomped them.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, starting right from the beginning, thankfully, to a lot of Bears' mistakes. But, yeah. Oh, by the way, we're recording on Tuesday, and so it's been a little bit of time from when we got to watch the game Thursday.
Yeah,
so.
It's been a while. Even though it's been a while, we still don't have an injury report. We don't get that till tomorrow.
Right. Tomorrow or Thursday, is it?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, okay.
The first one's tomorrow.
All right. But it was a blowout. There really wasn't any point in the game where you kind of looked at it and said, oh, boy, here they come. But
yeah, I think it was in the third quarter I realized I could relax. It was like,
you said that during the game.
Yeah, it was like 28-something. I was, I don't need to be stressed out about this. But still,
yeah,
it's not enough. Not enough points.
Oh.
Against the Bears, it's never enough.
Ah.
Not enough turnovers either.
You're one of those, huh? Okay.
Yeah. What's that old, I think it was the Michigan State, Ohio, or Michigan and Ohio State rivalry. I don't remember the old-time coaches, but they asked him one time, I think it was the Michigan coach, well, how come at the end of the game there you win for two when you were ahead by so much? He goes, because they wouldn't let me go for three.
Well, it's not all rosy because we did have a couple of players get hurt again.
Too many injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Every week you have to hold your breath every play because you never know.
Right. And, of course, the big one would be that hit on Adams, helmet to helmet.
Yeah.
And just was that Travahan? Travahan?
Trevathan.
Trevathan. I was close.
Yeah, you had the T part, right?
The R, too.
And maybe the N at the end. It was the middle that was confusing.
But it was really what I would call a savage hit.
It was.
You can't say 100% certain that he was targeting, but, boy, I think that's a pretty good case for it right there. Helmet to helmet, when Adams was basically being held by two other defenders to tackle him, and he was in a prone position, and then it came in and hit him.
Hit him under the chin.
His mouth guard went flying.
Yeah, someone said his tooth went flying, I remember, but they think it's either his tooth or part of his helmet. I'm guessing it's part of the helmet.
I would think so.
But just a nasty hit. Did you see today that he appealed it and they moved it from 2-game suspension to 1?
Well, I love that. So why wouldn't you appeal every time?
It's like they do appeal every time.
They do this, and then, anyway.
It's part of the game.
But, and then, of course, our deep position of running backs. We've got our main back, some broken ribs. I think I saw something today. They're saying that it was more than just one or two.
Yeah. We don't have, a detailed report, but it is multiple broken ribs. He's actually hoping to play. It sounds like it's kind of like a 50-50 shot on if he'll play or not. You can play with broken ribs. They'll put the Kevlar on you, but I'd say running back is probably one of the hardest ones to do that at. That and wide receiver, I remember Jordy when he had that vest
last
on.
Last year?
At the end of last year, yeah, okay. And in the playoffs there. He, every time you put your hands up to catch the ball, you're exposing those broken ribs to get hit.
Well, exposing it also, if you ever had a rib injury or even a chest injury, to put your arms over your head hurts just to do that.
Or to breathe or to laugh or to cough or to take a step.
So, but it'd be amazing. Adams is supposed to be back, right?
Yeah, he's looking like he'll probably play. He has to clear the last of the concussion protocol, but it's looking good, which is amazing. He was in the hospital just a little while back after that hit.
And then Montgomery, day to day, I guess, but it would be, you know, it's just one of those, you just don't want to risk anything more serious, you know, puncturing a lung or anything else. So
exactly.
And then we, just to let you know, coming up a little bit later on, we had our first interview on the Bleeding Green and Gold podcast.
Yeah, we interviewed Matt Hume, H-U-M-E. Sorry, Matt, if I mispronounced it wrong, I forgot to ask. But he's out of Darwin, Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of just went over with him how it is to be a Packer fan or an NFL fan in Australia.
Yeah, how did it happen? How did it start?
And, yeah.
And then we kind of ended up our little interview with me pointing out that Sean would never consider living in Australia because there's too many things that will kill you.
And he confirmed that.
And, well, he didn't say it would kill you. It just might do something else. But, well, just tease
you
a little
bit. We'll
let
you figure it out.
All right, let's talk about specifics on the offense.
As always, we start with Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron ended up 18 of 26, 179 yards, 4 touchdowns. So he had 4 touchdowns. We ended up with 35 points overall.
Mm-hmm.
And Rodgers has 179 yards. You don't see that much.
You do not see that very often. And that's actually would be more, if you take away the 4 touchdowns, that'd be more of a typical Bears-Packers game.
Mm-hmm.
But they
what,
just...
What does that tell you, though? 179 yards.
A lot of turnovers.
A lot of turnovers and a lot of great field position.
Yes.
Didn't have to go far to get those touchdowns.
You know, and actually, to go back a little bit, Montgomery, I think they started out running 6 straight times. Is that right? And do you remember?
Oh, God, yeah, that was... Was it 6 or something? It was a lot.
Yeah,
but,
and we're
and
both like,
was,
oh, my gosh, it's working. It's
yeah,
working.
All week you hear about how the Bears are going to, you know, ram it at us, mm-hmm, and just pound us with the ball, and then we come out and we do it to them,
right,
and he's looking great,
and then he gets hurt.
He's injured, and it's like, of course. You know, right. Why could we hope for something nice?
Well, how about, but really, and besides a great win against a heated rival like that, you know, we both were nervous going into the game because of our dilapidated offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Did pretty good.
They did better than expected,
yes,
for sure. And the Bears they've had decent pressure so far this year. They've done well at getting pressure, so we know they can do it. Left tackle was, you know, that's always when you have a iffy offensive line, left tackle is where you're going to worry the most because
right,
that's typically the most important position on the line. That's any right-handed quarterback's blind spot. Lane Taylor, though, looked great.
Mm-hmm.
Just solid.
I looked up Lane Taylor today and saw a story where they talked about how the only time he's ever played left tackle from high school to college to the pros was one play. I think it was in a pregame scrimmage or a preseason scrimmage, and it was just one play, and it was a pass play, and he messed up. So
I figured he probably played tackle every once in a while in college.
That's
or something
usually
like
how
that.
They pick him, yeah.
And then he was just a guard for us, but he never had
they
before.
Never had, yeah.
Looked great. He had the speed to do it, too.
He did, and McCarthy said the offensive line looked pretty good and kind of called out Lane and said, mm-hmm, you know, just a solid, solid game, fought
mm-hmm
through the whole thing.
And on the other end of the line, right tackle, McCray, serviceable,
mm-hmm,
you know, at least, you know, I was happy with how he was playing.
Right. And now it's going to be really telling to see this injury report. I mean, even just to see our starting tackles as questionable,
mm-hmm,
would be an
I know
improvement.
To have a chance of playing at least. But once we do get them back, it's going to be really nice to have this experience for
the other
guys on the line, because the last couple of years we've been pretty blessed as far as injuries on the line.
Mm-hmm.
We've been killed by injuries every year for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
But our line has stayed pretty much intact, and so got some good experience with them and able to get some wins besides the Falcons game. And I think knowing Lane Taylor can play left tackle and we have depth there is going to be really valuable for us going forward.
Agreed. Well, Montgomery got hurt early and out of the game, so Aaron Jones came in. And he's an interesting runner. I think he's got something there.
I had no idea what to expect.
I wish we had a video right now to look at his face. He just shook his head. He's going, I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't. You know, he came into the game. I was like, well, we'll see what happens. And he looked pretty good. He had ended up with 13 carries for 49 yards, mm-hmm. touchdown. He was hitting the holes. Hopefully he can continue to develop and we have some more depth at running back.
Yeah, we really, really need it, sadly. And he's a different runner.
Well, knowing us and how we are with injuries, we need depth at anywhere we can get it.
Positive grasshopper.
We beat the Bears, though. How about that?
Yes,
stomped
them. We did.
Okay.
Moving on at the receiving, Jordy had a good game, 4 receptions, 75 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
I don't know. Jordy does that when if he's on the field, he just does things and
what was it?
Whatever.
Let's just
move on.
We were watching the replay of the highlights on NFL.com.
Oh, they said in the last 7 home games he's had 10 touchdowns.
Yeah, think of that.
Mm-hmm.
7 home games, 10 touchdowns. That's incredible. Well, you pointed it out that Cobb looked good as far as because he's injured.
We weren't even sure he was going to play.
Right.
Pretty much up till what was it? Maybe an hour before the
mm-hmm.
game.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't even really tell he was injured. So he was fighting through it well there and looking good. He ended up 4 receptions, 44 yards, and a touchdown.
And we had Bennett. And he got they got going with him early, and Rogers said there was some discussion about that during the week. Do you have to get him going early, and that's the plan going forward?
Yeah. It seemed to work. You know, give him an easy catch to – I don't know what's been going on, but he has had the stone hands before this game. He didn't get many yards. He ended up with only 29 yards on those 6 receptions, but he had 6 receptions.
Mm-hmm.
That's an improvement at least.
Absolutely.
And all around, I know we were playing the measly Bears, but we look good on offense. I think, you know, it's good to have Cobb in there because he just seems to make the offense go more. Just seems to kind of run smoother. Same with Jordy. Those seem to be our two key guys on, you know, when other guys are out, we seem to be able to plug and play. But those two seem to really kind of make it a cohesive unit.
I agree.
And the Bears did just come off beating the Steelers, so it felt good to get that win the way we did.
Yeah, and then hopefully get some steam, and you get the long week and a half off, basically, and maybe get some guys healed up and take that role and kind of go through and maybe carry that into the going into Dallas.
Yeah, so let's just – we'll make that the average. 35 points, that's the average.
All right, moving on to defense.
Sounds like a good plan to me.
Sure.
We held them to 14 points, however.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. I think we said maybe first game of the year, preseason episode, if our defense can hold them to mid-20s, to even 30 points, we should have a shot to win every game because we have Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I much prefer the low 20s.
I much prefer 14. That was great.
Yeah, it was.
It could have been a different story if Glennon could throw the ball in the first half.
Boy, I haven't seen an NFL quarterback look that bad. I can't remember. I mean, it was just bad news Bears.
Oh, we were getting a little frustrated at the corners. We're watching it. They're just leaving them wide open. We're like, oh, son of a... And then you see the ball go 10 yards to the right. It's like, oh, well... You know, I guess it wasn't that bad.
I don't know if you saw it or not, but he's standing back in the shotgun formation, and the ball snapped. He wasn't expecting it. Hits him in his knees, goes flying past the defensive line.
Yeah, it went through the line into our, like...
linebacker position, and then
basically second tier of the defense. That was weird, and that was, I think, their second possession. That was already their second fumble.
Mm-hmm.
Because their first possession of the game, Matthews got the strip sack, to also get the record.
Right.
Matthews is now the all-time leading sacker for the Packers, taking the spot from Kabaja Bilamila.
Very good.
I had to spend a second on that one. I was like, I know I can say it. I used to say it. It's just been a while.
So I agree with you that even Cutler, I mean, he's usually good for one or two interceptions in a Packer game, but he would have been hitting a lot of those receivers. They were open. And they were just overthrown so bad.
Speaking of color.
Uh-oh.
Did you see that Wildcat play with him this weekend?
No, I did not.
Jenny, my sister, your daughter, actually sent me a link to the play. She saw a clip of it online, and she just put, "What is Cutler doing?" question mark. They did Wildcat with one of the receivers under center, so Cutler went out wide, right, at wide receiver like they sometimes do, and you know they at least look like they're gonna run a route,
right,
and at least attempt something. He's standing there, kind of back on his like back leg and hands on his hips, looking around, and they snap the ball, and he doesn't do anything, and then he starts walking away. I was like, that's the most Cutler thing I've ever seen.
That is. That's our boy.
Yeah, I miss him. But Glennon filled the Cutler role admirably. We should give him the game ball. We might have to
send him
readjust that. He actually got benched now, though. Yeah, Glennon's out. The rookie Trubisky's in. I think Trubisky should have been in game one. You sold your team for the guy.
Yeah, that's always the argument, though. Do you let him get seasoned, or do you just throw him right in the fire? But all right, moving on.
Kenny Clark. Not a ton of stats as far as tackles and all that to back it up, but he had a solid game. I was kind of watching him the whole time and just being disruptive and always fulfilling his role, doing what he was supposed to do. Just nice to see. It's nice to see that on the defense.
Yes. And so much of what we do on defense is just doing what you're supposed to do. Don't try to be the flashy guy.
Yeah, and that's, you know, we've always been the last couple of years shaky at corner. We're still figuring it out now. Mm-hmm. But to be able to just have dependable guys on the line in the front seven, basically, to have a dependable front seven can really give leeway to that secondary. And so I'm really looking forward to getting Daniels and Perry back. Not sure if we will for this next game. Hopefully, with a long break, at least get one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Or Bakhtiari on the offense, or Bulaga on the, or any of these guys, really.
Right. Haha had a good game. He had a interception. He was running it back. I mean, talk about a guy that was fighting for every yard. He had holding his ankle, and another guy's trying to tackle him, and he swats him away, and another guy comes and he swats him away.
And the whole time he's trying to get away from the guy holding his ankle, and he just can't, and then he finally just goes down. But he ended up with 8 tackles with that interception.
Nice.
My only thing with him is there was a couple times he took a bad angle. Which has really been the main knock on him since he, you know, joined the league. But he's been solid ever since he joined. He seems to be getting better. He's a difference maker. He's kind of that Woodson type player where he's not afraid to play up by the line.
Mm-hmm.
He's not afraid to make a hit. I'm really liking what I've been seeing from him and his development.
Good. But you're not real happy about the cornerback play.
Not this game, at least. I think it would have been a completely different score if they had a quarterback that could throw to their open wide receivers.
That would have been a huge difference. They did have 4 turnovers.
They had 4 turnovers. 2 of them were the interceptions. Randall actually got benched. You see that?
Yeah, I put it up there. I was going to ask you if you heard any. That's all I've heard. McCarthy said it's an internal thing.
Yeah. It's the Packers. They don't let us know anything. So it's all speculation. But it seemed like he was upset at being benched. He actually left the field during the game.
That's low.
Which is a big no-no. Especially in Packerland. Even during blowouts, the fans don't even leave.
Right, exactly.
if you're a player getting paid millions, you're not allowed to leave.
Blowout either way. If the Packers are being blown out or they're blowing somebody out.
Yeah.
I came across this today when I was trying to do some research on Morgan Burnett and his play the last couple of games. He played almost exclusively in the slot against Cincinnati in 28 coverage snaps. He had 0, no catches allowed, and no targets. He was the only regular corner in football to put up a collar on the opponent. And a week later, with this game we're talking about against the Bears, he just allowed a single catch on 31 snaps. And that makes 2 weeks, 59 coverage snaps, and just 1 catch. But that's not going to last because we got tougher offenses coming up.
Well, obviously you can't sustain that, but... He's been one of our most valuable defensive players, and he's under-talked about, underrated. We saw that last year when he got hurt, half our defense fell apart without him there. He, like you said just now with going over that, he plays both safety and corner in the slot when we need him, and he's always where we need him to be.
That's exactly what we were just talking about.
I agree. He's underrated. Glad to see him playing well.
Clay Matthews has 74 sacks since 2009. That's third most in the NFL for linebackers. I thought that was another nice thing for him to have in a feather of his cap and become the all-time sack leader. Special teams, really wasn't a whole lot that happened. Crosby, 5 for 5 and extra points. Vogel had a pretty good day punting. He averaged just over 45 yards on average. So.
Yeah, there's just not much to talk about with special teams.
Mm-hmm.
You want to move on to the game ball?
I am excited. Let's do the game ball. And the game ball goes to Lane Taylor, the new all-star left tackle for the Green Bay Packers.
All-star. Oh, boy. Yeah. I think he deserves it. It was great to see him play well there. Really needed that.
I got to say, it's fun watching the game with you because we're not recording right now, are we? This is not going on the podcast, right?
Yeah, this is all off the record.
Okay. I like watching the games with you because like you'll pick out parts where you'll focus on in different parts of the game. And you mentioned him during the game. It's like, oh, I haven't really been watching the offensive line as much. And so I did, and you're right. And that's cool to have somebody else, another set of eyes.
So why does this have to be off the record? Is it because it's a compliment? You don't want people knowing?
All right, so we had a nice interview.
Yeah.
With Matt.
Here's Matt, everyone. We'll come back. We'll hash this out during the interview, and we'll be right back.
First of all, thank you for listening to the podcast. I appreciate that. It's cool to have somebody in so far away.
No worries. Yeah, I've been listening to it for a while now, pretty much since you guys started. I think I originally saw it when one of you, I don't know which one of you it was, but posted on the way back when on the Green Bay Packers subreddit that you guys were doing a podcast.
Clicked on someone it actually saw that, huh?
Yeah, I've been watching since then. So, yeah, it's been good. I mean, coming from Australia, it's not easy to get, Green Bay Packers type chat or listen to it much, you know, because they really, obviously they don't have it on the news or anything here. So it's quite hard to see.
Well, I'm glad you like it. I'm glad that worked to get you as a fan because that got me banned from the subreddit. Apparently you can't self-promote.
Oh well, at least someone saw it, so yeah, it's been good.
Well, Matt, tell us a little bit about yourself. Just general stuff about yourself, and then we'll get into the football stuff.
I've pretty much been listening since I was working when I was living in a place called Darwin, which is kind of right at the top of Australia, a little town, like 100,000 people type thing at the top of the country. And then I moved down to where I am now, Melbourne, Australia's second biggest city. So this is where I live now, and it's quite good down here. But just do work. I do a bit of Uber driving on the side, so I meet a lot of cool people doing that.
What's that you do for a living?
Uber.
Uber driving.
Oh, awesome. That's cool.
Yeah, so I meet a lot of interesting people doing that and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's pretty interesting. I guess, in terms of, I'm a commercial pilot type thing. I've got my commercial pilot's license. So I guess, that's where I've trained in type thing. So
that's nice. Something Mike's always wanted to do.
Yeah, yeah, but my wife, there's two things. One, my wife says, nah. And having to show it to mom. And two, there's something about having to take a test, and I never done well with tests.
And three, wife again says, no, that's 1 and 3.
So how did you get into the Packers?
Long story, but basically back in when I was in grade 9, which would have been 2008, is when I really come into first contact, because as I said, especially back then, nothing was really even Like, you couldn't really watch it on TV. It was very hard to watch. And it was never on the news or anything. But I had this one friend at school who watched it. And, watched it online and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, before that, I'd never known anything about it. So he kind of got me into, watching NFL, basically. I watched it for the first time that year for, half a game and something like that. And I got into it. I found it quite interesting. I mean, I'm quite a sports person myself, so I watch a lot of sports, but he kind of introduced me to the game, and I was like, oh, sweet, this is cool. And then I'd watch kind of just like the Super Bowl each year type thing. Okay. And then when I finished school, about 2012, doing my pilot thing, actually, I met a guy who was really into NFL, and he watched like every game, every week. He'd actually... like Sundays, like your Sunday night games for us are all Monday mornings. So he would take Monday off and watch NFL on Monday. so he would do that, and he got into it, and he got me into it type thing. And then I was like, oh, geez, this is like really good. And I kind of came to the point where I had to pick a team because I've been watching it that much. And I was like, I remember back to the guy, my first mate, who liked it, and he liked the Steelers and he liked the Packers. So I was like, oh, okay. And I think one of the first games I watched, after thinking of choosing a team, was the Packers. And also, I bought the Madden NFL game, and I was like, it said choose a team. And I was like, stuff it, Packers. So I kind of just I chose Packers for
good choice.
It's kind of funny way to pick. And then from there, yeah, it kind of just led into, just watching it year after year, learning more about the team, the players, the history type thing, and then I just got more and more into it as I kind of do when you choose a team kind of thing.
Very cool. You said you're a big sports guy. What other sports do you like?
Well, it's kind of funny how it works, but during our winter, so your summer, I love rugby union. I watch all rugby union pretty much for Southern Hemisphere rugby union. And then coming into this time of year, November, obviously NFL, but also massive cricket fan, love cricket. And also a lot of international soccer, European soccer, I watch.
Okay, I'm a big Arsenal fan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm a big Barcelona fan, so that's like...
Oh, okay. Differently.
Oh, okay.
Well, very cool.
Yeah, and it's awesome to live in this time because the internet is so much... makes things so much easier. When I was working, excuse me, in radio, traveling around the country, I grew up in Wisconsin, and then I couldn't really follow the team because, we didn't have the internet and we didn't have direct TV, because they've got the NFL package. I don't know if they have that available for you in Australia, but they have that in the US.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it definitely makes it a lot especially today. All we have a thing called Foxtel, which is kind of like cable TV, and we have one of the channels is ESPN. So I watch NFL Red Zone in the mornings.
And then they have
the live games, like your Sunday night games and Thursday night games.
Yeah,
Monday night.
Primetime games.
Yeah, we get all the games. So there's nothing I can easily watch every game on TV now, which is great.
And very cool.
Even for some of the primetime games, I have them on another channel as well, so I can even watch it on two different channels if I really wanted to. Which is great.
Has NFL gotten more popular since you became a fan?
It's kind of hard to see in a sense, but I don't know if you remember, but we had one guy who played rugby league, Jared Haney, who went over and joined the 49ers. Since then, it got a lot of... Since he went over, it got a lot of news. Like, each week, they were kind of in the news. They would give you scores, more so about him, like how he went and the 49ers score and stuff like that. So I think a lot of Australians who were fans of him kind of jumped on and started watching and became fans of, the 49ers and stuff like that. Not a lot of people, a few people definitely did. And ever since then, they've definitely telecasted it and talked about it more than they would have previously before he went over. Still not massively talked about, but definitely more now than in the past. And Super Bowl and stuff like that, they obviously talk about every year, like that was to what happened and stuff like that.
What's your favorite player? They don't have to be playing now. I mean, do you have one?
Aaron Rodgers for sure.
Rodgers, yeah. Do you have a favorite moment?
Favorite moment? I don't really have a favorite moment. Like, as I said, unfortunately, I wasn't really a hardcore fan in 2010 when they won the Super Bowl, so I can't really say that. Even though I did watch it, I wasn't really a fan at that point. I guess I could say it was a good moment to watch, but again, at the time, I didn't really think about it as much as I would have if, say, it happened now. I don't know, probably one of the Hail Marys the other year against Detroit and stuff like that. They were great moments to watch.
All three of them, right?
Yeah.
That's why you love playing the Lions, because, you know, we're always going to get that one in there at the end and just crush them.
That was probably one of the fun. Like, when that happened, I just ran around screaming, ran out the street and stuff. It was good.
Nice. So, do you ever see yourself possibly make it across and taking one in personally?
Well,
you can fly here yourself, right?
I'd like to. Take a while. I mean, I've been to the States before. I've been to Chicago and stuff, but I was there in May, unfortunately, so it was off season. So, there was no point in making my way to Green Bay at that time. But definitely looking in the next few years, wanting to get up there, getting to Green Bay and watching a game, definitely, for sure.
Well, for the interview here, we got two final questions for you, okay?
Yeah, no worries.
One, what's going to be the Packer-Cowboys score this weekend?
It's hard because I think it really depends on who's playing. It'd be great if we have Mike Daniels back. I think he'll be a key, definitely, to stopping their run offense as well. I think I'm going to have to say 30-17.
30-17.
Wow. Yeah, Packers.
Packers or Cowboys? Okay, Packers. Good choice. And then final question here. When's the last time you ate a Vegemite sandwich?
Last time? I hate Vegemite. I cannot stand.
Oh, my God. I could not get it down. I had just the smell. It was, ugh.
Yeah, I tried one. I had an Australian statistics professor in college, and he brought Vegemite one time.
Okay. I've been eating it probably 10, 12 years. But my wife loves Vegemite scrolls, which is like a scroll type thing. And instead of filled with, like, what they normally fill with, honey or something, they're filled with Vegemite. A lot of people like them. I hate Vegemite, but a lot of people really don't like it. A lot of people eat like Promite or Marmite or something like that. So there's a few different mites.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
You've got like Vegemite, and then you've got other ones as well, like Promite or Marmite. They're just different types. They're similar, but each has a bit of each different taste. So I think Marmite is British, I'm pretty sure.
A couple of stupid Americans.
We're barely capable of getting a Skype call put up.
Does it taste like peanut butter?
You know, and you're never going to get Sean to visit you, by the way, because Sean doesn't go places where, how do you put it, Australia, where everything can kill you?
That's mainly just Australia.
We're just talking the other day, and at the moment it's the thing called magpie season, which is like a bird we have here. It's called a magpie, and they like during their mating season they swoop and attack you, like they fly above your head and like kind of like attack you with their claws and beak. And there's something like 16% of magpie attacks end in injuries. Like, they poke kids' eyes out and shit with their beaks and stuff. And it's fucking dangerous.
That doesn't happen in Minnesota.
You don't get attacked by birds for 2 months of the year?
No, I don't think we can get it for 1 month of the year. Well, we're going to keep you on the call here, Matt, but we're going to end the interview here. We really appreciate you coming on.
Yes.
We're glad to have you as a fan. Hopefully, you know, we can get some more Australian fans here.
Yes.
From all over the place, but we really appreciate you.
Dan, thanks a lot. It was nice to meet you, Matt.
And I agree with the prediction. I like the prediction.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, that's going to be the interview itself. Thanks for calling. So it's 11 o'clock there for you?
Yeah. Quarter past 11 now. Yeah, 11 a.m. in the morning, which is actually, it actually works out really good.
Hours?
Yeah. 16. Yeah. As I was saying, it works out really good. Like, it's funny because I have Mondays off, so it's easy for me to watch NFL. It's great. It works so well. That it's on in the mornings and stuff. It's awesome. I love it.
When I would get a summer job each summer between college, and I always had to make sure they didn't make me work on Sundays. That was a big thing. And then I worked at a Subway. Do you have Subway in Australia?
Yeah.
Okay. I worked at a Subway for a while, and I had to tell them I was very religious. So I didn't have to work on Sundays because, you know, I was busy at church.
That's great.
I was just home watching football.
Football, yeah.
It was sacred enough.
Had over at Brewski, yeah. And he asked me, he's like, hey, is it more of a sin if you lie about going to church? You tell somebody that's why you have to have the day off, but you're really just going to watch football. And I'm going, well, no, I think that, you know, God's a Packer fan. So it's okay. All right, buddy. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No worries at all. No worries.
We might have to have you on again another time if you don't mind.
Yeah, any time. Happy to jump on. Happy to talk. I was going to ask you guys real quick. I mean, you might do
sure.
it. Gus, but what was your guys' predictions for this weekend?
Oh,
I really thought about it. I'm gonna kind of stick with your. I was thinking the Packers would probably be around those low 30s, you know. So I'm gonna say like 34, and I think the Cowboys. I'm gonna guess they're gonna score probably. I'll say 24. 34-24 okay. Packers. And Sean?
27-20 Packers.
Okay.
Oh, okay. A bit more conservative.
Well, yeah. But before the season started, we thought they wouldn't have Ezekiel Elliott for this game. So that kind of changes how we saw it going in when we did our prediction.
Yeah, they had a mediator meet with the players' union and the NFL. And they're trying to decide if he's going to.
Today?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't play. But
me too.
All right, no worries at all.
And just so you know, Sean still was not moved. I tried to work on him after the interview and say, "See, it's not so bad. Just little children losing eyeballs by flying animals."
I'm not going.
All right. Well, Matt, thank you again. That was wonderful. Had a great time.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you dealing with us with the time change.
Yeah.
16 hours.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And, you know, he made it easy for the first time out of the gate for us doing an interview like that. So thank you. Just want to remind you real quick. It's I, besides doing Packer Podcast, I also, Sean is struggling with our mascot.
She won't leave.
Lady, his Burmese mountain dog.
She's 100 pounds of dead weight. When How much? She wants 200 pounds of dead weight. Feels like it.
So if you ever need voiceover work, that's narration, anything that needs voice, you can you can check it out if you want to contact us through the podcast or the Facebook page. But the easiest way to do it is Voice Guy, VOICE Guy, GUY, Next Door, NEXTDOOR.com. And that's got all my information, contact information. I'd love to hear from you. So thank you very much. VoiceGuyNextDoor.com.
VoiceGuyNextDoor.com.
.com.
That's probably copyright. Don't do that.
That one?
I don't know. Lions beat the Vikings, which means you were wrong, I was right. Haha. We're all tied up again in our picks.
Oh, okay. I couldn't remember who I picked for that. I was kind of a toss-up.
Yeah, we only had the two games to pick from. Right. We both were homers and picked the Packers. And then you took the Vikings, I took the Lions. And kind of a weird game. It was only 14-7 in the end.
Yeah.
Dalvin Cook for the Vikings ended up tearing his ACL.
Oh, that's horrible news for
them. They're dealing with probably just as many injuries as we are. It's crazy how many they're dealing with. I was actually watching the game with Jenny, and the second he went down, I went, that's a torn ACL. You can tell the way he reacted. She goes, well, you can't just tell like that. I was like, yes, you can. You can tell when it – usually they go down, you know, kind of stiff-legged, and you can tell there's a pop of pain, and then there's this almost confused look on their face, like, where'd the pain go?
Right.
And they walk off the field. Sure enough, MRI a couple days later, it's a torn ACL. That's a killer for them.
Yeah, that's the season.
He'd been looking really good.
Yes.
I don't know if it's the season because they did pick up Murray. They do have Murray. He's a good back. He's going to get healthy here. They have McKinnon, who's decent, and they have Bradford coming back. And Bridgewater apparently is supposed to be coming back after week 7, so that'll be interesting.
Okay. Well, the first pick then we get to do is the Panthers at the Lions.
Lions.
I'll go Panthers.
All right. Vikings at Bears on Monday night.
Vikings.
Bears. The rookie gets his first win against the NFC North rival.
Tough defense to start your first game in the NFL.
Yeah, that's why it's such a great story.
Packers at Cowboys.
Packers.
Packers.
Homer.
Yeah, you too, sweetheart.
Well, that's going to be it for us this week. Again, thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining the Facebook group, as we're sure you did while you were listening. It's not that hard. You just go on Facebook, you type in Bleeding Green and Gold, and there we are.
Pop. There we are.
There we are. And thank you again, Matt. We really appreciate you coming on. I really appreciate you dealing with Mike. I know he's a I know he's a pill.
Wow. You keep slinging that mud, are you?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just thanking Matt.
So you can also, wherever you get your podcast, we'd appreciate it if you'd rate it, you know, give us some your opinions on it. And that just helps promote the whole thing. But wherever you are, we really do appreciate it.
And one last thing we want to bring up before we let you go here is we have actually joined the website Pack to the Future. It's kind of a conglomerate of different Packers media. You got different radio shows on there, different videos, like
say
TV
the name
shows.
Again, please.
Pack to the Future.
Path?
Pack. Like
Pack.
Back to the Future, the movie, but Pack.
Pack.
P-A-C-K, like Packers.
Pack.
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 So, all together now. Pack to the Future.
Pack to the Future. Oh,
never mind. I'll do it.
Okay.
PackToTheFuture.com. There's a lot on there. A lot of articles, a lot of great writers. I've actually been looking through it since we joined. Yeah, check it out. You know, help us support the site. They're supporting us.
Yes, that's very nice of them.
And until next time.
Go, Pack, go.
Thank you for listening to the Bleeding Green and Gold podcast with your hosts, Sean and Mike Reagan. Make sure to subscribe and check out the website at bleedinggreenandgold.com. Join the Facebook group. All questions and comments are welcome. Send them to feedback@bleedinggreenandgold.com. And until next time, go, Pack, go.